This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, is going to join us in about 20 minutes from right now. First chance to talk to BA since the Georgia season comes to an end, and obviously look back on that, look ahead to the offseason, transfer portals open, college football playoff games this weekend, lots to talk college football-wise with BA coming up in about 20 minutes, and then we will get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the story about Trey, but I mean, this Falcons thing is getting more legs, and you kind of read and listen to some of the guys who do it for a living, the insiders and things like that. First of all, it's looking like that this the health of the organization, people that came and looked at it,
yeah,
is, you know, I mean, you pay people, you usually take their advice. Well, they were advising the president thing.
Uh-huh.
They were advising the president.
Couple things.
Yeah.
There's one thing very clearly that they advise. I want to get to that in a minute. I'm so glad you brought that up, because there's one thing, Sportsology.
Yes.
The consulting firm that was doing the overall health check of the organization.
Yes.
There's one thing they thought wasn't healthy. Well,
so it seemed like they were advising they needed this kind of thing, because I know a lot of people say the NBA model and all those different things, stuff like that, whatever. But so, obviously, he took their advice. I'm paying you money. Let me see where this leads and everything. And then we talked about Matt Ryan. Obviously, seems like he's going to get this job. He's interviewing later on this week for that. But the Kirk Cousins thing is like, okay, I think that puts Kirk in a position to be back as a starting quarterback.
So they restructured Kirk Cousins' contract, where they moved some of the cap hit
from 27.
From 26 to 27,
yes,
to where right now it costs $30 million less against the cap. Ultimately, if he's here, and especially if he's here for 27, he would get an incredible amount of money.
Yes.
Right now, the cap hit in 27 would be like $68 million.
They're not going to do that.
Which is never going to happen, because none of it's guaranteed. All the guaranteed money has been
paid. And so this is where Kirk goes in, and as you said earlier in the show, can they work out some kind of deal?
Yeah.
It also gives the league, as far as – because the league, nobody believes that Kirk – well, nobody believes that hell, Atlanta's going to give him that $10 million, whatever.
Nope.
But this right here seems more – positive that he's going to be released.
Yeah, you release him and then sign him to a new contract.
Unless,
right?
And they may have to agree to it before, you know, back table and all those different things. But yet the league knows too. Now this is a definite date that you know they have to make a move on him and everything. And I know I said it earlier. It makes too much sense, especially the names that are being rumored to Atlanta have connections with him.
Yeah.
and it makes sense for him to be your starting quarterback, bridge quarterback, the original kind of plan, which I still don't understand how you gave a bridge quarterback $100 million. But anyways, and so that leads in, and then
it was a bridge franchise quarterback.
Yes, you get Michael healthy, and then you see where you go from there with Michael if you're going to draft another guy or whatever.
Yeah, because if you take the names away,
yes,
Kirk Cousins at this point of his career, especially if they hire a Clint Kubiak or a Stefanski or LaFleur or one of these guys that have worked with Cousins in the past.
Yes.
Like, I mean,
you're in a better situation to go out and get Jacoby
or a random guy who doesn't have a history with him.
Yes.
Honestly, to be frank, like the guys that are going to be available for that spot maybe aren't even as good as Kirk Cousins.
You could be right.
Like, not like Kirk Cousins is great at this point of his career, but he's average.
Yes.
Like in the last couple games of the season, maybe slightly below average, but still, like, they got like competent quarterback play, which is a part of why they're able to win the games at the end of the season.
Right.
Boy, that's a man. I mean, again, I think you're kind of spelling out a logical scenario. It still is. You can't take the names away, though.
I know.
Like, his name is Kirk Cousins, and he has been here the last 2 years. And he did ask for a trade last offseason.
He did.
And he did whatever you want to say, lie or
whatever
about his injury and cost. You know what I mean? Like, all that happened. That's tough.
Yeah, man. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say something they definitely figured out when they took the overall health check was Falcons fans' aversion to Rich McKay.
Yes.
Like, they told them pretty clearly, like, look, obviously the guy is important in the grand scheme of things in the AMBSC family. Like, he's got a lot of responsibilities. Falcons fans do not want to see him.
Yes.
They don't like his name. They don't want to see his face. They don't want him around. So you got to move him somewhere and keep him off camera.
What if my guy from the water board, the funny one with the hat, he said it perfectly. So he got fired from a job he didn't have.
Yeah,
exactly. Because they put a press release out a couple years ago. So he got fired. I saw that this morning. I was like, this dude is so damn crazy. So he got fired from a job he didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, again, we said this months ago, and I'm telling you, somebody from the Falcons has to be listening right now. Like,
of course
you guys don't have to pay these Sportsology people all this money to do it. Me and Randy will do it.
Yeah,
now you got to pay us, but
you got to pay them
because there's only two of us.
Yeah.
You know, we'll split it 50-50, and it's good. I said months ago, the Falcons have to find a way to make it seem more clear that Rich McKay is not involved in football operations.
Correct.
Whether Rich McKay actually has anything to do with the failings of the team or not, I don't know. Not up to me to decide.
Right.
But Falcons fans have decided that he does.
Yeah.
And every time they see him, they get mad. We were doing the Wait For It tailgate show like a month ago, and Rich McKay jogs around the area before the game.
Uh-huh.
And I saw him coming, and I was like, hey, Joe, that's Rich McKay, right? And Joe was like, yep. And I was like, do you think all those Falcons fans down there know that's Rich McKay? And he was like, nope. I was like, that's probably good.
Yeah.
That's probably good. We'll keep it that way.
Yeah, man.
And then he'd get in the microphone and say, everybody welcome. You know what I mean?
That would have been a problem.
That wouldn't have done that.
That would be.
Looks like he can run a long ways, though.
Well, I mean, you remember when we were up there at camp.
A fit gentleman.
You remember when we were up there at camp one time, and it was hot as hell, and he was like going for his jog around Flowery Ranch. So, yeah, I mean, you got to stay healthy, bro.
Got to stay healthy,
man.
You got a lot to live for, you know?
And he does. But, I mean, yeah.
But that's what Sportsology told him.
Yeah.
That this is all my speculation. He was like, I'll tell you what's unhealthy is the relationship that the fan base has with that guy.
Yeah.
So got to find a way to distance that.
And you need a president of football operations.
Get you a president of football operations that people like.
Yes.
If there's anybody that you can think of.
Yes.
That might make your franchise seem a bit more healthy as well.
Yeah.
Whether it will or not, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. But
But it, to me, it if you read the oh, God, I hate that.
What are you reading, tea leaves?
I was gonna say the other word I hate, the other V word I heard. The other V word that I hate.
There's only so many ways to say like that. The vibes or
God, I hate that word.
The writing on the wall.
The temperature.
You take the temperature. Read the tea leaves.
Like, yeah, man.
I know. We got to invent some new phrases.
Yeah,
dog.
Got to come up with something else, man. Yeah. But no, I don't know. I just like when you're telling me that this is gonna be the hire that gets you back. Not even get you back on track. Get you on track,
right.
to get out of this lull and this funk. It's still gonna be a process. Now, Kurt, if you do hire Kurt, it can make things easier because you got a veteran quarterback.
Oh yeah.
You got a veteran quarterback who's not coming off an Achilles. Who'll be 2 years removed from Achilles. He wasn't great in the back half of the year, but he was fine.
He was not.
And then you're telling me you're gonna do that. You're gonna get a guy who knows him. He's been in the system. Kind of what you kind of thought that you were doing here. Didn't know Zach, but. played in the system that Zach's supposed to call, but yet y'all adjusted the system into something that he doesn't do well, but you had to do it like that because he couldn't get from under center. Uh-huh. So then when he gets back, you go under center and you see how it looks. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was all a bunch of clusters.
Yeah, it was a cluster, but it really would just feel like Groundhog Day if we go into next year again and the plan is Kirk Cousins plays until Michael Penix is ready. And it's like, wow, we did this. What are we doing?
Yeah, man.
But no, but this time
it's might be the solution.
It might be the best scenario for the corner that they are backed into right now at the quarterback position. It very well might be. And it probably would be helpful to have an offensive play caller who's more expert in that.
If this does happen, I think they're going offensive guy.
Yeah, if it's Kubiak, if it's Stefanski, if it's LaFleur, those guys are all a bit more expert in that offense than Zach Robinson is, even though Robinson had been in it as well. Those guys have called plays at an NFL level in multiple places and had success doing it also. So, yeah, no, it all kind of lines up a little bit. But the other thing, you also have to take personal relationships into it, too. Like, I don't know how Kirk Cousins feels about the Falcons.
I think he's fine with it, Raheem and Jerry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because those were the guys he felt misled him.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he came right around. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, I could see that. All right, let's get to the big story of the day, although that kind of is the big story. Yeah. There's another really big story, too. Brought to you by Kicks, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Horn sounds, and that's it. So Toronto sweeps the four-game series against the Hawks. Two in Atlanta, two here in Toronto. And tonight's final score, the Raptors 118 and the Hawks 100.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know, Raptors. Andy, I got a question for you.
What?
And it came to me the last segment.
Okay.
Or the segment we were talking about, Trey.
Ooh, I hope I have a good answer.
Is Travis Schlenk the president of Washington? Is he still?
He certainly was in that front office.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wasn't he in that front office?
Dude, that's a great – I don't know. Let me
okay.
Check. Yes, he is. He is an executive for the Wizards.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I was like, hold on. Because I see more people talk about Washington. I saw the whole C.J. McCollum expiring contract type thing. And you said something about Saar didn't want to play with them and stuff like that.
Well, that was kind of the rumor. Yeah. But
the rumor that Saar
seemed pretty likely.
Yeah. And I had to think for me. I was like, when Travis Schlenk?
No, yeah, you're right.
Travis Schlenk in Washington?
Travis Schlenk is an executive for the Washington Wizards.
Okay.
That'd really be something, wouldn't it?
That's all I wanted. I was like, because I don't believe – in my heart of hearts, that Travis Schlenk wanted to trade Luka Doncic.
Oh, I don't either.
I can't believe.
No,
that.
I don't.
I think this wasn't Travis Schlenk. Now Travis ain't.
Just to start us from the beginning again, and then get back to all of this. This conversation stems from the reports yesterday from Shams Charania and others NBA insiders that Trae Young and his agents are working with the Hawks front office to find a trade partner. That it seems at this point, as we sit here right now at 1:13 on Tuesday, that Trae has played his last minutes as a member of the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes.
And I thought we had a really good kind of long-form 10-15-minute conversation with Mike Conte at 11:40 this morning, where Mike gave even kind of more context and detail about what all is going on. If you want to go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app, it's very good. But yeah, that's where they're at right now. That is really fascinating, though, to think about the fact that Travis Schlenk is over there, could reunite with the guy that he drafted. Now, again, the bummer of all of it is it would have been really fun to see a healthy Trae and a healthy Porzingis play with this group that they put together
that
was supposed to really highlight what Trae can do. We never got to see it this year. So we're this far along this season with the trade deadline a month away and Trae having a player option at the end of the year. You don't know yet, so it might be smart to move on. You're not going to get much in return.
No. If you're expecting, like, oh, hell yeah, it's like compensation, it's not going to happen.
Now, I don't want to sell these guys short because this front office, in a very brief amount of time, has pulled off some pretty impressive stuff.
Right.
Like, to get that unprotected first pick from the Pelicans is shocking. So who knows? Maybe they'll be able to get a bit more than we're anticipating in return for Trae because they've done a pretty good job so far,
right?
Both in free agency and in trades. But yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it's just a kind of a contract kind of dump for another team and you move on, frees up money for you this coming offseason. So guarantees Trae can't opt into that $50 million.
Right.
And then, you know, hopefully that pick conveys as the number one and you can restart there and whatever, kind of move on in the post-Trae era. But it feels like the final days of the Trae Young era with the Atlanta Hawks, which, by the way, had some pretty good highs. Had some pretty good highs.
Yeah, man.
The highest highs literally that the Atlanta Hawks have ever had.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah. Yep.
I hate that it – because I really wanted to see it. I think a lot of us wanted to see it. Yeah. A lot of us wanted to see it.
I did too.
And it won't be able to.
Never will, unfortunately. All right. Brandon Adams is here. He'll join us next. Thanks for being with us here. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll talk college football, Georgia football with Brandon Adams after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, man. It never ends.
It never ends.
The transfer portal is
freaking hilarious.
It really is.
It is funny, and I'm thinking like, is it? Can you? Because obviously, this kid Damon Wilson, one of the best pass rushers in the damn country, was at Georgia. Chased the money to Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Everything like that. Now he's back in the portal.
He's back in the portal.
So I'm like,
like Missouri.
Can bygones be bygones? Could Georgia withdraw the lawsuit?
Exactly. The first thing that would have to happen is, all right, we're good. We're dropping the litigation, bring you back in, whatever. I don't know. Look, if Bobby Petrino could go back to Arkansas, anything can happen in college football if they think that you can win with it, right? I don't know. Brandon Adams is here with us as well from Dog Nation Daily.
Look, I'm a very forgiving person. I mean, you got us top three in the SEC in sacks. It's like, come on. Let's let all this like legal wrangling. We'll just slide this over here. Let's come back and hey, let's finish what we started.
Yeah, I don't know. The fact that that dude's right back in the portal is crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
He had a good year. He had a really good year at Missouri.
It's so wild. As somebody who reads college football news for a living, how much of it there is right now to the point where, I mean, every player is rumored to go in the portal. That's a story.
Right.
Enters the portal. That's a story. Rumored to go somewhere. Rumored to visit. It's like for every portal entry, there's like seven steps of the story.
Right.
And that's times – I mean, like a third of college football is in the portal right now. So it's just like,
damn,
it's information overload. Well,
I
mean, it's,
I was sitting on the porch the other night with my wife, and I was like looking at my phone real quick, and I saw that the Washington quarterback was staying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right. And she was like, what? What happened? And I was like, oh, Washington's quarterback isn't going to transfer. And she was like, oh, did you think he was? I was like, no, I didn't think he was, but I don't know. Who knows? He said he's not going to, and that's the type of thing we get excited about.
But I'll say this.
So here we are.
I'll say this real quick. It's so crazy, and everybody's had the same reaction now for a couple of years of, this is unsustainable. People are going to tune out. It's gross. The ratings for the quarterfinal games just came out. They were gigantic.
Right.
I mean, look, somehow, some way, as nutty as all of this is, and kind of gross as some of it is,
yeah,
it's not affecting the popularity of college football. And somehow that's still going to be a part of the equation that people have not been turned off and they have not tuned out because of all of this.
I would actually say that it has affected the popularity of college football, but potentially in a positive.
Maybe so.
I think that because we are in the era of whatever you want to call it, content, it is content. Mm-hmm. Like, we're in the middle of the playoff where only four teams are still playing, but everybody's still playing. Because the portal's open, and you got to try to keep this guy or that guy's going or whatever. And while it is messy and gross, and it's not good, like I think we can all agree that it's not good for most of the people involved. But it's good for the money, it seems like, which might be the only thing that matters.
And look, I know we'll get into Georgia. This is an issue for Georgia to deal with right now because Georgia has gone about its business a certain kind of way. But if you look at the four teams still playing, they've gone about their business a completely different way. Ole Miss, Oregon, Miami, big NIL teams. All four of these teams, Indiana's two-thirds of its starters are former transfers. Ole Miss about the same way. For Oregon, Miami, almost 50% of their starters, former transfers. Georgia, 10% of its starters are former transfers. Georgia's not been a transfer-heavy team, and I think most Georgia fans are glad of it. But a very different way of doing business has worked very well for the four teams still playing.
How is that different? And I saw that clip you just said, you talking to Stench.
Yeah.
And I saw that this morning, BA. How is that making it different than from the Clemson thing? Is it because they just fell off? Because you remember that was a thing that Dabo didn't want to go in the portal. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to do the all the NIL thing like that. And obviously, Kirby, you said 10%.
Yeah.
That's low.
Yeah.
Is it something that you can see Georgia fans maybe getting problems with?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that, look, Georgia fans, I think, like how Georgia has gone about its business, but you know how it is. Once it doesn't result in a national championship,
right,
now people want something different.
Yeah.
So different than Dabo, Georgia's been judicious. Dabo, no matter what he says, seemingly won't take any transfers. Georgia's taken a few. Like Zachariah Branch was a great player for Georgia. You can cite other examples where you were really glad to have so-and-so transfer. Not very many, but some. Even the national championship team in 2021 had Darian Kendrick. You know, there have been some transfers. But now you got to say, boy, the bidding war that Georgia says, yeah, we're not going to necessarily go to the highest level on. What's your plan for getting the great player if you're not winning those bidding wars? Because this stuff does not seem to be going away. The NIL payments, even in this revenue-sharing world that we supposedly live in, that stuff is as crazy as ever. We're led to believe that Texas Tech just paid their quarterback $5 million. Yeah. So that is the world we live in, no matter what people think it's supposed to be. The actual reality, I think it has to be confronted.
One of the things college football fans love to say, especially if they can say it isn't true about their rival, is we do things the right way.
Right.
Right? So, like, if you can still, which is nonsense and no one does and whatever, there is no right way. You're just supposed to win. But we love to sort of try to pretend we're somehow morally mm-hmm. superior to the teams that we don't like. And if we don't go in the transfer portal and we do it that way, then we do it the right way. Unless you don't win a national championship for a couple years, in which case people are going to say, you need to do it that way because that's the right way now.
Yeah, because the one-word synopsis of what the right way is from the perspective of a Georgia is, what we do is sustainable. We're not bringing in some, you know, big-dollar free agent who's going to mess up our locker room, and you can't replicate that year over year. Georgia likes to believe that it's more sustainable. But my gosh, we've been told that college football in its current system is unsustainable for a while. But it's not slowing down. And a team like Indiana that has never been good in any of our lifetimes is all of a sudden now the actual favorite to win the national championship by leveraging the stuff that you're allowed to leverage here right now. And I do think, in one way or another, I do think that Georgia has to answer for, you know, how well does your way work when you look at who's still playing?
Yeah. But wouldn't you, when you say the working part about it, because Georgia's not going anywhere. They're going to be in the same position.
It probably is working.
It is working.
Yeah.
That's
it,
right.
You know, and that's I think, right. You know, because I look at it from the standpoint, because some people are like, well, Kirby's being stubborn. I don't look at it as stubborn. I look at it from the standpoint, if you either want to come here, you don't. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to give you something, but we're just probably not going to give you what they're going to give you.
Yeah, so I think you're both right. It is working, right, because you're in the midst of competing for the national championship. But there's also some leading indicators that suggest things are changing a little bit. As recently as the 2022 NFL draft, Georgia had 5 first-round picks. This year, they may only have 1. Over the course of the last 4 years, they've averaged more than 3 first-team All-SEC, either offensive or defensive players in a given year. This year, they only had 1. It was also C.J. Allen. Their recruiting class slipped a little bit this year compared to the kind of 5 stars they typically bring in. It's not a reason for panic. It's not a reason for massive concern. But in light of the NIL world and other teams more aggressive to leverage that, you are seeing a little bit of a difference in the kind of roster that Georgia's able to field. And maybe that perhaps explains why, for now 3 years in a row, you've watched the semifinals on TV without being a part of it. Maybe it explains part of it.
Yeah, it might. It might. I don't know. I would just say that I think Kirby's probably going to be able – stubborn is what you call it when you don't like it, right?
Yes.
Like standards. Or right. This is what our ethos is, yeah, when you do like right. it. I mean, they averaged 12-2 over the last
That's
3
right.
years in an SEC
That's right.
championship.
So and like, and the principles that Kirby's committed to have worked very well for Georgia overall.
Definitely.
They're still the envy of most of college football. I don't dispute that
I
whatsoever.
Was thinking about this earlier when I was just walking in, and I didn't know really if it was anything to mention, but now that you're talking about that, it kind of gets back to what I was thinking about. Like, what we've always thought about as program building and mm-hmm. what is a program. Like, Georgia clearly still is a program that's built on the vision of their coach, and they have a style that they play and all that. Does that exist outside of certain places?
Yeah, to me, it's an incomplete thought in my mind because I can't fully finish the point, but I think about that too from the standpoint of, look, NFL rosters are 53 guys, or 50-whatever guys. College football rosters have been 85 scholarships or 105 scholarship limit. That means you've got about 50 guys in the college roster that don't exist in an NFL roster. How much money is any team? Take Georgia out of it, just big state you somewhere else. How much money are they paying to young, inexperienced players who are not ready to help them? This is the big question, I think, facing the personnel men of the future for college football. How much can you afford to pay players who are not really playing for you? Your incoming freshmen are just, they're too young. They're not on the two deep. They're not physically mature. They're not ready to play. You know, developing them for 3 years, when they may not stay for 3 years, that is an example of how college football is changing. I don't have the answer for it, but I think it's something that we're all in our own way noticing, that the development game is just different than it used to be.
What do you think about these games?
So I think that this could be a little bit like what the NCAA basketball tournament has been, where we see crazy upsets, we see Cinderella runs to the Final Four, but the national champion usually feels like a usual suspect. I've been wrong about Indiana all year. But right now, you know, Oregon's about 3-1, Miami's somewhere in the neighborhood of 3-1 to win the national title. I think both of those are probably pretty good bets. And if either Oregon or Miami win, keeping in mind, in the rematches lately, including Georgia Ole Miss last week, the opposite team that lost the first time won the second time. If Oregon or Miami ends up winning it, rewind back to the summer, preseason AP top 25, that feels about right. That felt like a team that could win it. So for all the craziness we've seen, Ole Miss still playing is pretty crazy. If an Oregon especially wins at Miami to a certain extent, it feels like one of those teams in the summer. Yeah, okay, I guess I can kind of see that, which is a very college basketball thing to happen. Right. My money is on either Oregon or Miami to win the national championship for that reason.
What, coming out of the loss to Ole Miss and now kind of the time since then, what are Georgia fans most mad about with this season being over?
Well, in some respects, it's a replica of what last year was. A lot of focus and energy on Mike Bobo. Georgia did go 5 straight drives into the first half, into the fourth quarter, where they only got 3 points. There's some frustration there. And the other thing is, a lot of heat around the goal-to-go situation, especially on third down, when you had a chance to maybe manage that different. And the huge blow-up on the fourth down and what turned into not quite a fake punt, but a run your offense back on the field. Short field for Ole Miss. They score. That may have been the single biggest play in the game.
Yes, it was. Just punt the van ball.
Yep. B.A., we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, B.
Great stuff as always. Brandon Adams there, Dog Nation Daily podcast host, every single day. Georgia Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. We'll be right back with the AMA. The phone lines are open if you want to jump on and ask us a question. 404-726-0929. We will answer all of your questions next on Sports Radio 92.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the game.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Only one line available. If you want to jump on hold, we'll get to you. We'll start with Les, who's in East Point. Hello, Les. How are you?
Hey, guys. Love the show, man. I have a question for both of y'all. If you guys worked in the front office of the Atlanta Falcons, would either of you be interested in interviewing Marvin Lewis, former coach for Cincinnati Bengals? You don't hear his name a lot, but he had a lot of good coach teams, you know, tough teams in Cincinnati. I know it got away from him there with the Vontaze Burfict thing, but would this be a guy you would at least interview?
Thank you, Les. I don't know. We've talked about Marvin Lewis for years.
Yeah.
Like, he's a really good coach.
He's a really good coach. He is. No.
I probably wouldn't I would be thinking a little bit
younger
yeah. A little bit more offensive minded. But yeah, I mean, Marvin Lewis is like the only guy that's won in Cincinnati in this modern era.
Yeah.
Which is really hard to do. So, but he hadn't been a head coach in the NFL in a while.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
Like, he's not young.
If it was like one of the things where he just got out of coaching, probably.
Right. It's just been, it's been 2018 that he was at Arizona State with Herm for a while.
Yeah, he's been out for a while.
I guess he was with the Raiders this year.
Yeah,
he's like
assistant head coach, but right. Yeah, still.
Nah, probably not. And that's no disrespect to him, but I probably wouldn't. All right. Tito is incoming. Hey, Tito.
Hey, guys. You guys remember when I called a few months back about the Trey situation?
No.
You guys think they waited too long? And I believe if they need to call, somehow get Milwaukee involved, him and Giannis, because I don't think Washington is going to give up too much to get him, but Milwaukee might be a fit for him. Him and Giannis, I think, will be a good fit. So what do you guys think?
Why the hell are you rooting for him to go to Milwaukee and be good? they're still in your conference.
You guys remember when I called?
Okay, all right, Tito.
All right, Tito.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Milwaukee's not in the mix.
No.
Also, Milwaukee's more likely to trade Giannis than trade someone to put near Giannis.
I know they were talking about, I saw this one, was Zach LaVine. You think Zach LaVine is going to make Giannis happy?
Oh, in Milwaukee.
You think Giannis going to be happy with him?
Dude.
Come on, man.
I remember Zach LaVine's name being mentioned here every single February for years.
Is he like the Rudy Gay?
He's the new Rudy
Gay. He's the new Rudy Gay.
Which, by the way, is a great comparison.
Is he the Rudy
Gay? That's very similar. I don't know. Send Trey wherever you're going to get the best return.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Send him to Milwaukee.
I wish him well, but, you know.
Come on, man.
I'm not trying to.
Come on, Tito.
Trying to make the Hawks good. I don't remember what Tito said a couple months ago.
I don't.
Do you remember?
No.
I bet it was really good, though.
No.
Kyle is on 285. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Thank you for the call. I got a question for each of you.
Sure.
Randy, if you had to pick one in college or in the NFL, who's your all-time favorite teammate? And Andy, what is your one sports athletic claim to fame?
I really have a claim to fame. I won the Smyrna golf tournament last year.
No, dude. Come on, man.
Well, probably when I won the gorilla for Lily at Dollywood.
No.
What?
Goal. Corner kick goal.
Oh, I did score a goal on a corner kick my senior year of high school.
Yeah.
I was all conference my senior year.
There you go.
I was pretty good.
Not that good. I can never name that.
Favorite teammate?
Of all time, no. I have so many of them.
Least favorite teammate?
I would never name that. I'd never do that.
Most average teammate?
I never had a teammate that I didn't like.
Okay. Really? Good for you. I've had so many coworkers I didn't like.
Maybe like.
Like, I would never say it on the radio either.
Maybe not say dislike.
I got coworkers right now I don't like.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, obviously, I know that. And as you know me. But I'm trying to think of the teammate that I just didn't like. I don't want to say I didn't like him. I just always thought he was full of crap.
Mm.
And everybody always sends me the video of something that happened to him. And I wasn't there. I had left the previous year. But it was one guy. And I didn't like him, and nobody liked him.
Okay.
Yeah. There nobody liked him.
That is my main issue with, like, if I don't like somebody, it's generally because of that.
Yes.
Like, I think you're full of it.
Yeah.
I think you're putting on. Jordan is incoming. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just got a quick question. I'm a huge Falcons fan. My wife is a big Jaguars fan. Our son is about to turn 5.
Oh, no.
How can I make sure he grows up the right way and becomes an Atlanta Falcons fan?
I think it's on them. I think it's on the Falcons, brother.
Thank you, Jordan. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan, I think it's on the Falcons.
You have the advantage of living here.
Yes.
I assume he lives here, but
you
have the advantage of living here. So you can go to the games.
One thing you got to do is you got to out-merchandiser.
Yeah.
You got to out-merchandise. You got to be able to keep the baby in more Falcon stuff.
Falcon stuff, especially if they change logos, which it seems like they're going to this year. Falcons merch is way cooler than
Jaguars. So you got to make sure.
Jaguars stuff's trash.
You got to. I don't know that teal.
You like the teal?
Yeah, I do, Andy.
I
like the teal.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
But yeah,
that sounds like a season ticket situation.
You got to figure out a way to keep them in merchandise.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And don't let them watch a lot of Falcons games either.
That's what I was going to say. Raise them the right way. What would the right way? Yeah. I don't know.
As I told him, I was like, the Falcons have got to make him want to.
That's what it is, man. Yeah. It's up to them. It's up to these 5. So he's still kind of like not quite to the age where the sports allegiances are going to be like solidified for life. That's more like 7, 8, 9, 10 to 12. You know, that's kind of the prime range. But yeah, you just gotta hope the Falcons get good in the next couple of years. They got Bijan. Like Bijan's a make you a fan for life kind of player.
Dude, I found something. I saw it this morning. All right, and you remember last year, Andy, when I was talking about the booting of people?
Yeah, but Putin cars?
Yeah. Starting in 2026, which is now. There's a new Georgia law that will regulate vehicle booting. Companies must be licensed and post clear signs. Yes. That's what you need to do.
That's going to be.
They must respond quickly, cannot pay property owners to boot cars.
Okay.
All right. And fees are limited to $75 a day.
Okay.
Cars must be released for free if the driver returns early.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
This is great.
Yes.
This is great news.
Yes.
Except for the boot people.
I don't give a damn.
There's
about
a lot
boot
of
people.
Unlicensed booters out there, man.
There's so many of them. And I hope your ass goes broke.
Yeah, man.
Because you just sit around waiting to boot some damn bodies.
There's the whole economy of people that are just trying to sneak boot
you.
Yeah,
man.
And then they'll just be like, I just slip me whatever.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, it's going to be $40.
This isn't on the up and up.
Just give me $40, man. Yeah. I get it up off.
Whoever got that done?
Yes.
Great work.
Yeah, work on the gambling aspect.
Yeah, let's get some gambling in here.
Get some gambling, Georgia.
Be good. All right, James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Andy, Randy. I had three quick things for you. First off, do you think C.J. Stroud and the Texans can make a deep playoff run? Mm-hmm. And then with Kirk Cousins restructuring his contract, do you think that's more of a sign he's going to be the starter moving forward and he's going to be around more long-term? And the last thing is, do you think we're going to get into liability issues with panics about, like, if we get, like, a coaching candidate where say they can't work with him, would y'all hire him anyways and cut panics if we get the right guy for the coaching considerations? And those are my questions.
Thank you, James. We talked a little bit yesterday about the panics and the coach sort of thing. Like, if panics isn't a deal breaker for me, if it's a coach that I want and he's not interested in panics, I want the coach anyway.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I do think that Kirk Cousins could potentially find a way. Right. It wouldn't be on this contract. You'd have to cut him.
As we mentioned on the show today.
Which we did talk about earlier as well.
And yesterday.
I think the Texans, I think they will beat the Steelers.
Yes, I think they will too.
Yeah, that's their first round game, the wild card game they play on Monday Night Football. I think yes to all those things. Evan is in Winder. Hey, Evan.
Hey, y'all. So here's a scenario. Arthur Blank just gifted you the entire Falcons franchise, but the only rule for you is that you have to pick current or former college coaches to build the front office and coaching staff. So who would you pick?
I can only pick current or former college coaches.
Current or former. Oh, man.
To build out my front office and
front
coaching
office?
Staff. Or coaching staff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm just picking a head coach, basically.
Uh-huh. Who at some point coached in college football.
I got it. I mean,
I'd Kirby.
Kirby?
Yeah.
Or
Price.
Or
see what Kirby's up to.
I would probably get Nick Saban, make sure I give him the right quarterback.
I would do that, too. Yes, I would definitely call Saban.
Get him the right quarterback.
Maybe get those guys back together.
Yeah, maybe. Dan Lanning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan's going to start getting some calls from the NFL.
Especially they win it this year.
I know.
Especially they win it. He'll be that next guy.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't happen. I mean, for him.
Yeah. Because it's Tuesday. They're here.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. It's Tuesday, man. Them Oregon Ducks are in town.
To hell with you.
Yeah.
I hope you hit all the potholes. And I hope those boot guys haven't quit yet. I hope all your buses and stuff get booted. I don't know. The greatest ones ever that would potentially. I'm just trying to think, like, who's the best coach right now in the NFL that was at one point in college? It's not a lot. Like, a lot of the guys right now that are at their best in the NFL never had anything to do with college.
Pete just got fired.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, probably. I love Pete.
Yeah, Kingsbury is OC.
I'm not as high on him as everybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
But this not.
We'll just go Saban and Kirby. Yes. Just go from there. Bryson is in Cartersville. Hey, Bryson.
What's up, Andy? Randy, you are me and my dad's favorite, and Randy, Andy, and we love you too.
Thank you, Bryson.
What is the number one thing you think the Georgia Bulldogs did wrong in the game? And two, do you think my homegrown friend Trevor Lawrence can take home a Super Bowl this year?
What did the number one thing Georgia did wrong in that
game? Snap the ball on fourth down.
Yeah, that was it.
Yes.
That was it. They gave it to him right there in scoring position. Did they score the next play?
Something like that, yes.
It was pretty good. Yeah. So that was the number one thing they did wrong. Do you think that Trevor Lawrence can hoist the Lombardi Trophy this year?
In Jacksonville?
I don't think they're going to beat the Bills.
I think they will not beat the Bills.
I don't either.
Yeah. I think Josh
But I don't know. That's just because I really like Josh Allen.
Because Josh Allen is banged up, dude.
They can't stop the run.
Josh Allen's banged up, and Jacksonville wants to run the ball, and Trevor's never played as good as he's playing right now.
I don't know. I just really like Josh Allen.
Yes.
Is that?
No, that's not wrong.
There's really no other analysis than that. No. I'm kind of just rooting for Josh Allen to go on a run because it's fun to watch him.
Yeah.
I like Trevor Lawrence, too, but not as much. Ken's in Evans. Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Ken.
Quick question. So, Randy, while you playing in San Diego and Miami, are other fans as delusional as we are that we think that we are like close to a Super Bowl? Like, we do just this, do just that. We'll be ready for a Super Bowl because, like, I'm just curious. The sports
who is
Phoenix with the Cardinals.
You're Cardinals.
When I say we are, like Falcons.
Oh, okay,
yeah, I'm a Falcons fan.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, we haven't won a Super Bowl my whole life, 46 years old, and we've gotten close twice, but I'm just curious if y'all think in Phoenix right now, like, we can look at the Cardinals and say they're nowhere close.
Right.
And I'm just not sure, like, if other teams around the country are, like sports talking all these other towns. I know probably not the Jets, but definitely like the Cardinals and other places like that. Do they really feel like they're close?
All right. Well,
thank you, Ken.
I think this is a better question for you because this is the most I've ever interacted with. When I was in those cities, I didn't I didn't listen to sports talk.
Taking phone calls.
So I really couldn't tell you.
Every fan base is delusional. You have to be, especially if you're a fan of a team that's never won anything before. I mean, whether it's delusional or whatever you want to call it, but like, in order to talk yourself into it year after year after year, it takes a level of, like, you know, mental gymnastics.
Yes.
Call it delusional if you want. Call it being a diehard if you want. But, like, the fact that the Jets still have fans means that people are delusional.
Yeah.
The fact that the Falcons have fans is because they're diehard fans. There's no bandwagon.
If you're a diehard, are you delusional?
You don't have to be delusional. I don't think you're just going to ride with them.
You're just going to ride with them.
You could be a diehard and be like, I don't think they're good, but I'm still going to root for them.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, every the reason sports is so lucrative and makes as much money as it does across the board right now is because of that. It's because of we're delusional.
Yes.
You'd stop betting if you really took into peak of how bad you were at it. You know what I mean? But you're sure the next time you do it, you're going to hit that parlay.
Yeah.
That's delusional.
I got a 27 leg parlay.
Or you're an addict. I don't know what it is, but no, might be an addict of your football team too. But yes, no, every fan base has people that are delusional. Yeah. And we're thankful for it.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for being delusional. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's amazing that we're still here, that Andy still believes in the damn Clippers.
It's like if Kawhi stays healthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Harden's playing awesome.
Yeah, he played awesome last year, wasn't he?
Remember that game 7 when they just flat out quit?
What the hell? It's a game freaking 7
against
Denver.
They didn't even show up. Yeah.
You don't. Oh, yeah.
God, they were good in the first three, though. Randy's on a gut cleanse.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Because his guts were dirty.
Yeah, man.
And cursing.
And a cursing cleanse. What's happening?
New year. Randy.
Yeah.
Why don't you show up with a t-shirt? Hey, the Hawks just couldn't crack the Raptors' nut this season. Got swept.
I did say that, yeah, my bad.
At what point in today's show, Randy says he hates the V word?
Yeah, man. Not that one. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I don't want to ask for the news to slow down, but, like, this has been a crazy week so far.
It's been fun, though.
Just pump the brakes a little, you know what I mean? We'll be tuning in the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help
is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.